ask questions. So please press zero. Press zero at any point, and we'll get your questions up to CEO Mike Easley, the CEO of Powder River Energy Corp. Mike, we're just about there. So if you would please, Mike, welcome everybody to the call. Tell us a little bit about this call, and let's get started.
Okay, good evening, everybody, and thanks for joining us for our first call of 2018. I love these town halls. I look forward to them, and I was pretty excited about the one we're doing tonight. We do want to hear from you, so make sure and press zero on your keypad to ask a question. And remember, if you don't get on the air live with me, we'll have a record of that question, and our staff will be reaching out to you to follow up and provide you an answer to those to whatever question you might have. Looking forward to 2018, I think we're in a much stronger position than we were at this time last year. We have a pretty good budget going into 2018. We've anticipated our sales to be flat, and we have no increased cost to our membership, so that's pretty good. You will be seeing some increases on the COPA adjustments, but the biggest part of that is because we actually under-recovered on our wholesale power costs last year, and so we're doing a little catch-up from last year. We've got some interesting news on our board vacancies. We filled a vacancy that we had at the end of last year in Sheridan County, vacated by Wade Larson, and we welcome Mike Helby to our board out of Sheridan County. For those members living in Johnson County, I just want to let you know we have a vacancy on the board that was created by the resignation of Pam Kinchin. We appreciate Pam's many years of service to the membership here at Powder River Energy and before that Sheridan Johnson. We are looking for someone to apply to fill the remainder of her term on the board, which expires in August of 2019. You can put in your application by end of business this Friday. The board will be looking at all those and doing interviews and making a selection, hopefully, in the next month or so. You can go to our website, precorp.coop, and look at the icon on the homepage for more information on that. We continue to have conversations with our wholesale power supplier, Basin Electric, regarding their plans for financial stability and our future power supply. We're just blessed to be able to keep our board seat at the Basin board through the creation of the members' first power cooperative last year. That's been a great benefit to us and to our membership. Some really exciting news, which we'll probably talk a little bit about tonight, is we have a recently approved a new strategy map and strategic plan starting for this year. That was approved in December. If you saw your Wren article this month, actually talked about the purpose and vision of our strategy, but also our moonshot. And our moonshot, you may consider it, some people may think it's a crazy idea, but it's a very audacious and aspirational goal that will give us something to shoot for. Our moonshot that we've established is that we're going to drive down our costs so that the first megawatt hour of energy usage is at or near zero by 2050. And what will happen is our strategic plan basically gets us to 2030, and we hope that we're able to at least be in a position to maybe have a shot on goal to realize that moonshot by 2050. So it's all pretty exciting stuff that's going on and a great benefit to our members if we can realize that moonshot. I want to go ahead and open it up for questions now. Just remember, press zero to ask a question. And again, if we don't get you on air to ask your question to me personally, we will follow up with all those questions over the next several days. So thanks a lot, and welcome to the town hall.
Great. Mike, thanks a lot. I know that this isn't the first one of these calls that we've done, and it's a great opportunity to connect with members of Precorp. Mike, I know that this is probably on a lot of folks' minds. What would be the impact on Precorp's membership if one of the larger members left the system?
Yeah, that's a really great question, and it's something that we've heard people asking. You know, we have two really fairly significant classes of customers. We have our coal mine class of customers, and then after the coal mine customers, we have our coal bed methane group. And over the years, the way we've built our infrastructure is we've done it so that we don't have any risk if any one customer were to leave the system, that we would have any stranded investment or any infrastructure costs. So that's been a strategy that we've worked on for several years, and that's really helped us reduce the risk. We've also, from a few years ago, we had issues with electrical security deposits, and we're well positioned on our security deposits with our large customers. So that's really a good thing. But where we do have risk is just the actual sharing of fixed costs. And so when a large customer leaves the system, even though we don't have impacts related to, you know, deposit issues, paying their power bill, or stranded investment, you know, we built building of lines. We also don't have the risk of removal of lines as it relates to coal bed methane, because we collected a significant amount of money to take that, to take those systems out. But we do have fixed costs that we would have to spread over the rest of the customers, and that would be a significant impact to Precorp. My guess is if we lost a large part of our coal mine industry, we could see costs in the range of 5% type of numbers, and I'm just given very broad numbers here. If we were to lose the coal bed methane industry, it would be somewhere over the 5% and probably under 10. So it's a very significant impact because of the sharing of fixed costs. And we get that same benefit when we add new members. They pick up some of the fixed costs. So when we're growing, basically our costs are stable or declining. So that was a great question, and it's something that we're watching very closely.
Great. Mike, thank you so much for sharing that information. I do want to remind folks, we've got lots of folks on the call tonight. So if you have a question tonight for Mike Easley, Mike is the CEO of your Powder River Energy Cooperative. This is your opportunity to ask Mike, the CEO, any question that you might have about your cooperative. Please press zero. Press zero on your keypad at any point, and we will get your question up to Mike as soon as possible. We're going to take our first live question on the air tonight from Carl. Carl, welcome to our call. Carl, tell us where you're calling from and what's your question tonight?
Press that zero.
Carl, go
Hello?
Ahead.
Hello? I know somebody else is asking a question.
Carl,
Hello?
You with us? Go ahead.
He's talking to somebody else, Carl.
No, he's not.
No, I'm with you, Carl. Go ahead, buddy. Go ahead. We hear you guys. Going once, going twice.
Could be Carol instead of Carl, maybe.
I don't know. Maybe. But Mike, they were asking about capital credit.
Okay, great.
And the question was about being able to leave them to their heirs. You know, they should be someplace who has a record of who the heirs are. What happens to the credit, you know, where does the money go if somebody doesn't get to leave them to the heirs? Could you talk a little bit more about that?
Sure, I could, and I'll try to keep this very high level because it's a fairly complicated process. But the capital credits that we have that every member has on account are really separated into two different types of capital credits. One is the capital credits related to the margins that Precorp makes, and the other is capital credits related to the margins that we get from our power supplier, Basin Electric. If a member passes away, then we can retire the Precorp capital credits in their entirety up to about $20,000 a year is the maximum that we can retire. So if you had more than that on your account, it might take several years for those to get retired. On the Basin side, we've changed things a little bit because we're not sure when Basin will retire capital credits to us, so we may not have the money to actually pay those off. And so what we have been doing on those, or what we'll be doing in the future on those, is that if the capital will retire what capital credits are current, we could also discount those capital credits that go out into the future, or if somebody wanted to assign those capital credits to somebody else, an heir or something, that they could have the benefit of those capital credits over time. If your capital credits, when we notify folks and if for some reason we can't find them or they don't cash their check, those capital credits go through a three-year process to become basically donated capital back to Precorp. And then those capital credits, we use those for donations, and we also will give those a portion of those to the Precorp Foundation for donations as well. So that's a quick synopsis of where we are with our capital credit policy.
Mike, if and I don't want to put you on the spot, but if folks have more questions about that, sort of a detail-oriented subject, is there a specific phone number that they should call, or is it the general?
Yes, our member service folks are, they can be reached at 800-442-3630, and if they can't answer the specific questions, they will put folks in touch with those who can, and also if people certainly press zero if you want a detailed explanation on anything, leave that press zero, leave the message, and we'll be getting back to you over the next couple of days and follow up on any questions that you might have.
Great. Thanks, Mike. For those of you who are on the call tonight, we want to solicit some feedback from you. And so that you can answer this question by pressing numbers on your keypad. The question is, do you feel like a member owner of Precorp? Press 1 for yes, 2 for no, or 3 if you're really not sure. Again, do you feel like a member owner of Precorp? Press 1 for yes, or 2 for no, or 3 if you're really not sure. And as you continue to press those numbers on your keypad and answer that question, excuse me, I want to remind folks that if you have a question for Mike Easley, the CEO, please press 0. We'll get your question up to Mike as soon as possible. This is a fantastic opportunity to ask Mike any question he might have about your co-op. Any question that you might have. Press 0 to ask Mike a question. Press 7 to join our email list. But most importantly, again, press 0 to ask a question. Mike, I know that, this question comes up often, but what is Precorp doing to keep our power costs as low as possible?
Yeah, that's a really great question. First of all, part of our reason for existence is obviously to get folks their power at the lowest possible cost and also to do it with the highest possible standards. But that being said, there's really I can explain it in sort of a short term, some short term stuff, and also some longer term things. As an example of short term stuff, the Precorp team works hard day in and day out to basically figure out ways to do more with less, to work more efficiently, to look at creative ways to create new revenues in the organization without without impacting the members with those revenues. And last year, when you add up all the things that the Precorp team did last year, we had about $2 million in increased revenues or reduced costs due to cost savings or process efficiencies. And on the short-term level, that was a fantastic way to help us keep our costs down. On the longer-term side, as I mentioned earlier, we work really hard with Basin Electric to try to control our power costs, which are over 75% of our total power bill goes to power costs. And one of the things that I'm really proud of over the past several years has been the maintenance program that has been performed by the Precorp team, our operations guys, our engineering folks. Practically the whole company's been involved in some aspect of our maintenance program. And we have watched our outage statistics decline significantly for the past 6 years. It's been quite amazing to watch this happen, which then means that we're not spending as much time on overtime going out and responding to outages. So on that type of a deal, we're able to reduce the cost of responding to outages, but at the same time increase folks' reliability and resiliency in the system. And the other thing that we do to keep our power costs as low as possible is we do financial forecasting. And this past year, we've really revised and our financial forecasting models and our processes. And we have a 10-year forecast that we're working on right now to help us manage our costs going into the future. We can use this to predict various scenarios, and our idea is that, you know, our goal is to obviously have enough funds to run the organization, but we really want to stretch out our rate increases as long as we possibly can. And so we use this forecast model plus the efficiencies that our employees have done plus some of the things that are paying dividends like the maintenance program to forestall our rate increase as long as possible. And that's a pretty fantastic process that we've got going on. Very proud of the team for what they've done.
Great. Mike, thank you so much. I want to ask another question of the audience here in just a second, but I do want to encourage folks who are on the call tonight, if you have a question for Mike, this is just a great opportunity. You don't get this opportunity all the time. Please press 0 on your keypad, and we'll get your question up to Mike Easley, our CEO, as soon as possible. It doesn't take long. It's not difficult. You can ask a question tonight. At any point during our call. So another question that we have for those of you who are listening, by pressing numbers on your keypad, do you follow Precorp on Facebook or Twitter? Press 1 for yes or 2 for no. Again, do you follow Precorp on Facebook or Twitter? Press 1 for yes or 2 for no. It's a really important thing, and I know that the cooperative shares a whole lot of information on social media. So again, press 1 if you do, press 2 if you don't. Go ahead and vote again, even if you voted before. Go ahead and press 1 if you do or 2 if you don't. Mike, I know that there's, you know, for everybody, whether we're talking about income tax or any sort of tax situation, there's been lots of questions about the tax situation and what President Trump is doing now. Does the new tax law affect Precorp in any way?
You know, that's a great question. From the perspective of a direct impact on Precorp, it does not, because we are we are tax exempt, so we have no impact from that ourselves. But our power supplier, based on electric, does have some tax impact, and I know this from talking to folks just this past month. There was actually a small positive impact to Basin Electric related to the new tax law, and that has been something that has been helpful for them. But it's not hugely significant, but something that, you know, that is meaningful. When you take a look at federal policy, one of the things that's real important for us is that we show up, the co-ops show up in Washington, D.C., and, you know, work with our own local legislative delegation, our senators and our representatives back there. It's a big part of what we do. Coming up in the next month, all the co-ops in the nation will be descending on Washington, D.C. to talk about the issues that are unique to co-ops, to work on our legislative agenda, and to make sure that, you know, things like the tax law that was enacted, and make sure that whatever laws get enacted work to the most benefit that they can for Precorp and the rest of the co-ops across the country.
Great. Mike, that's really important, and lots of stuff that people should be paying attention to. We do have a question tonight from James. James, welcome to our telephone town hall. James, tell us where you're calling from and what's your question?
My question is, Mike, I was wondering if you guys were going to be putting in a new AMI system, and what were you hoping to bring back with that, other than power readings, possibly?
Yeah, that's a great question. So AMI stands for automated metering or infrastructure, and it's a way, it's new technologies that we can put out there that will help us get better, you know, primarily to get better meter readings on our meters. The current system that we have was out of date about 5 years ago, and it's a system that sends the readings over our power lines, and those over the years, when that first came out, that was actually pretty advanced technology. And over the years, it's gotten fairly old, and we have issues with getting reliable and timely reads. So we're actually looking at deploying a new system, which will put meters that will be able to get us readings much faster. So actually, it'll allow us to do that. But even the members, if you're using the Smart Hub app, you could actually check and see what your usage is in near real-time basis, you know, within probably 3 or 4 hours type of a time frame. So that new system is something that we've been working on for several years. We haven't actually started to deploy it yet, but we are considering it and approaching a final decision for a replacement to our existing meter reading system. It will also really help us with outage response, because the meters can communicate back to our outage management system and actually tell us we have a power outage almost immediately from when the power outage happens, and we'll know if it's a single outage, we'll know if it's a big outage, which will help us prepare our response to be much quicker and more efficient, and ultimately cost everybody less money. So pretty exciting things that are out there with the technology that we're looking at, and our ability to not only read the more efficiently, but also to be able to give you more control and more insight into your usage on a day-by-day basis.
Great. Thank you so much. Mike, I know that folks have lots of questions tonight, and we don't have lots of time on our call tonight, but you know, we do want to let folks know, if you have a question tonight, please press zero. Press zero on your keypad at any point, and we will get your question up to Mike as soon as possible. If you don't have a question right this second, when we finish up our call, you'll have an opportunity to leave us a voicemail. At that point, you'll leave us a message with your name, your phone number, maybe your email address, and the staff at Precorp will do their best to get back to you. It's not always easy, but it's important for our members to have a conversation and to communicate about these really important issues. Mike, I don't know that we've got any other questions at the specific moment, but before we wrap up, Mike, do you want to just share a few words?
Sure. First of all, I'd like to just remind everybody that we are advertising for potential replacement for our Johnson County director. The deadline to submit your letter of interest and stuff would be by end of business this Friday. So if you or somebody you know is interested, we encourage you to do that. You know, being part of the Precorp board is pretty exciting, but it's also member involvement and member input that really makes the co-op you know, the special kind of organization that it is. Just want to tell you again, thanks for joining me tonight. You know, Precorp is here to serve you. We're not here to be served by you. If you have any experiences where it doesn't seem like we're serving you to your expectations, we want to know about that. You can reach us at 800-442-3630. Also, just as a side note, I mentioned earlier that my first article on the strategy map came out in the February REN, which you should have just received maybe last week. Beginning this year, the REN is going to be coming out around 10 days later than you're used to seeing it, and that was basically to accommodate printing schedules and things like that. So it'll just be about 10 days later than last year, but you'll still be getting it. I hope that you read our the Precorp news, and especially over the next several months, pay special attention to the CEO Straight Talk, where I'm going in depth talking about Precorp strategy map, our strategy, and how we're going to serve you in the future, and hopefully position ourselves by 2030 to be able to realize our moonshot, which is to drive down our costs so that the first megawatt hour of energy usage is at or near zero by 2050.
Great. Mike, thanks a lot. I do think that moonshot is very important, and we don't all think about that all too often, but clearly you guys are planning ahead and working forward. Mike, before we finish up tonight, we've got a question tonight from Travis. Travis, welcome to our telephone town hall. Travis, tell us what part of the co-op are you calling from, and what's your question?
Name's Travis. I'm calling from Sundance. My question was, is how do we set up a budget payment, and how does it work? How is it calculated?
So you can set that up by coming in the office. If you're in Sundance, it'd be easy to do, or call our, if you're not, you know, close to an office, call our 800 number. And what they do is they basically look at the last 12 months usage and then try to come up with an average, an average payment. So if you were to pay that over a year, you would basically even up with that 12 months usage. They may do a little bit of adjusting on that to even out if there was for some reason a high bill or an exceptionally low bill for some reason. They'll probably talk with you about that. But essentially, they just take the last 12 months usage, average that out, figure out what an average payment is, and that's what you pay every month. It certainly helps your bill so you don't get those really large bills either when we're heating a lot or when we're cooling a lot. Thanks for that question, Travis.
Great. Mike, let's take a question from Diane. Diane, welcome to our telephone town hall. Diane, tell us what part of the call are you calling from, and what's your question for Mike?
I'm in Gillette.
Great, go ahead.
And I know the president's been reining in the EPA quite a bit. Has any of that affected Precorp at all, and maybe to help our costs come down? And also, you guys have done a really awesome job on the outages. We have not had near the outages. So thank you for that.
Yeah, well, thank you, Diane. Appreciate the compliment, and we'll make sure and pass it on to the team of folks that work so hard to try to keep the lights on. A lot of the stuff that the president has done reducing regulations, including some of the EPA stuff, the impact of that is actually going to be felt over a longer period of time than just a few months. But I can tell you that the industry is feeling a big sense of relief. There are still issues out there, and many of our biggest challenges are, only time will tell on how the relief may impact us. But I can tell you from an attitude perspective, I think the energy industry feels like much more comfortable than where we were a few years ago.
All right. Thank you so much, Mike. Let's try one more time. Let's take a question from Carol. Carol, welcome to our call. Carol, tell us where you're calling from and what's your question.
Hi, I'm Carol, and I'm calling from Gillette. Can you hear me?
I can.
We got you, Carol. Go ahead.
Good. Okay, so the capital credits, when I asked today, I had $2,500 in them. Okay, so Antelope Valley was annexed by the city, and in 5 years we're supposed to be off of Precor, or they're going to go year by year on that. And so I was wondering what happens to our capital credits at that time. And also, I think that it would be a very good idea to put a beneficiary, slip a paper out to everybody that they could sign so that you would know who our beneficiaries are, because I guess that you can't get those until you die. But that's quite a significant amount of money that could go, towards your burial or whatever. And also, does that, the Precor and the Basin Electric, they have two different capital credits. So when you send us a check every month, once a year, sometimes once a year, where does that come from? Does it come from the Basin Electric or the Precor end of it?
Okay, so lots of good questions in there. Precorp retires around $2.5 million a year of our capital credits, and that gets spread across all our members. So it could be a long time before your account would be totally retired. It could be probably 25 to 30 years is kind of an average rotation for co-op capital credits. And the way the board does it is we try to give some capital credits to current members and some capital credits to older members, depending you know, depending, and sometimes it's a 50-50 split, sometimes it's 60-40, just sort of varies. But those capital, no matter what happens, if you get off our system, whether it's because you were annexed or because you moved, your capital credits stay on your account at Precorp until they're paid. And so it's really important that if you leave the system, that you maintain a good address with Precorp, so when it's time for us to retire those capital credits, we can do so. Basin also allocates capital credits and retires capital credits. And our goal moving forward, I think, will be when Basin retires capital credits to us, we will turn around and make that capital credit retirement to our members. So it's a little bit, we're going to try to make the timing more concise. In the past, there's been a delay with that. So we want to fix that moving forward. So and it's important, as I mentioned, for you to keep your information current at Precorp.
Great. Mike, thanks so much. I know we've got other questions tonight, but I know we're getting close to the end of time, but before we finish up our call, let's take a question from Jim. Jim, welcome to our call. Tell us where you're calling from in the cooperative, and what's your question?
Hey, good evening. Thanks for taking the call. I'm south of Buffalo. And a couple of quick questions. One, do we need to have a commercial drone person, a commercially licensed drone person, to do the line patrol, or can we sub that out? And my second question would be, what's the time frame on payouts for the new AMI meters?
Great questions. First of all, on the drone stuff, Precorp just had a pilot program that we did in December. Our team has studied the possible use of drones, and we have dozens of potential use cases for using drones that we've come up with that seem to have a good economic payback and a good process of results behind that. So we did a small pilot, and we brought in a commercial company to basically do a pilot for us, so we could learn more about the drones and the applicability. And over this next year, in 2018, Precorp will be actually looking at that and maybe taking another small step and doing another small pilot. It will probably be another year or so before we get to the point of making a decision whether we hire that out or whether we train somebody in-house to do that. But we think that is something that taking our time is important, because there's lots of evolving regulations that are coming down the pike, as well as technologies. But we do have dozens of good use cases that we think would benefit our membership from the use of drones in our system. On the side of the meter reading thing, interestingly enough, the way our financial stuff is set up, when we put in our new meter reading system, it will actually be an overall cost reduction compared to our old meter reading system. So we'll be able to do that without any type of an impact on our rates. And the payback on that system is going to be fairly short. It'll probably be under 10 years, because I know the technology itself, when we're taking a look at it, is probably a 15-year type of a lifespan. So we'll get a pretty fast payback on the meter reading system with no rate impact to our membership from day one. So it's a pretty good deal for us.
Great. Mike, thanks so much. I know you wrapped up a few minutes ago, and we had lots of other fantastic questions from Jim and others, and Carol back in. So we really appreciate that. But if folks have other questions, we're going to give you an opportunity to leave us a voicemail. Leave us your name, your phone number, your email address, and what your question is, and we'll do our best to get back to you. But Mike, anything else that you want to say before we wrap up the call?
Yeah, just would just say again, please keep an eye out for the Wren magazine and look at the Precorp news in that. Be looking at the CEO Straight Talk. as I communicate more information on our strategy and our strategy map. Also, keep an eye out for your bill notifications on your inserts. So those are important to keep track of too. And last but not least, please join me for our next telephone town hall, which will be held at 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday, May 16th. I'll look forward to the opportunity to spend some more time with you then, and thanks for your time this evening and the great questions that everybody has asked. Thanks a lot.
Great. Thank you, everybody, and have a great evening. Good night. And have a great evening. Good night. And have a great